This is KCUR. The oldest and longest serving employee at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art retired on Sunday. Hank Rea studied at the Kansas City Art Institute and worked for 2 decades as an illustrator at the Kansas City Star. Then he stepped into a new career as a security guard at the Nelson Atkins, helping the visitors and protecting the art for the past 35 years. Rea, who's now 82, spoke with KCUR's Laura Spencer.
My name's Henry J. Rea.
Could you tell me how you started working at the museum?
It was through the Art Institute, the teachers, that I happened to get acquainted with the museum, and I decided to look it up. It was so big that I said, this is a nice place to be at, so I decided to work in the security, which was pretty much open and much needed.
If you had to pick a favorite room or a gallery where you like to be stationed, is there one place that you really enjoy being during the day?
Yeah. Roman, Greek, and Egyptian I found fascinating because there was so much history in it,
So what do you like best about being here at the museum? Is it being surrounded by art? Is it the people you get to meet?
Learning more art and relaxing. It was a lot of fun working on the front door because a lot of notables come in, and like the mayor and people from England would come over and pay a visit, and tour the whole building, and new art would come in and go. And I happened to be around because I was on the front door. The mayors would come in, the sports people would come in, baseball, football, and all kinds of people that were looking for their own recognition, which was, hey, I went to the museum,
If you had to pick a favorite painting or one that you like to return to, what would that be?
The religious aspect of my interest in artwork, and I think it came out of my aunt, who was a teacher, a nun, a musician, and an artist. That is where I seem to pop out with all kinds of different interests in artwork.
So your last day is Sunday. What do you imagine that day will be like for you?
I'll be back. Last day will be the beginning of another beginning, so to speak, to where there is no last day. There's always a beginning.